This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Riot police in Myanmar shot dead two anti-coup protesters and injured several others as security forces increased pressure on popular revolt against the military takeover. According to local media, one of the victims was shot in the head and died immediately during the latest rally in the second largest city of Mandalay. Another was shot in the chest and died en route to a hospital. Several other serious injuries were also reported. The shootings occurred near the Mandalay dock, where tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannon, and slingshots were used on protesters earlier Saturday. About 500 police and soldiers descended on the area after dock workers joined the National Civil Disobedience Movement, refusing to work until the junta reinstates the democratically elected government. Iraq's official news agency says the head of the UN nuclear watchdog arrived in Tehran ahead of Iran's plan for suspending part of the inspections by the agencies to the country's nuclear facilities. The arrival comes ahead of the February 23rd deadline, in which Iran's parliament approved in December a bill that would suspend part of the UN inspections of its nuclear facilities under the 2015 nuclear deal. U.S. federal regulators are investigating what caused a catastrophic engine failure on a United Airlines plane that rained debris on Denver suburbs as the aircraft made an emergency landing. Authorities said nobody aboard or on the ground was hurt, despite large pieces of the engine casing that narrowly missed homes below. This is VOA News.